Now, have you ever noticed how life goes? Have you noticed? There is always a new problem. Just when you think you have it all resolved and that everything is going smoothly, there it is, the new problem. It is the Dowager Countess of Grantham who pronounces to her granddaughter, life is just a series of obstacles. And our job is to get over each one in turn and then to die. Life is just one problem after another. And it has been so since the beginning of time. Now, I got news for you. If it has been that way since the beginning of time, it ain't likely to change for you. So be prepared. Just when you think that you have got it all under your control, there it will be. The new problem. Not the old one. The new one. That's how it was for Moses on the day about which Chuck just read to us. On that day, God told Moses to institute the annual observance of the Passover. Now, you will remember that Passover was the meal that the children of Israel ate to commemorate God's intervention into history to save them from 400 years of slavery in Egypt and to set them free. The lamb was killed. The blood was smeared over the doorpost and down the sides of the door to mark the Israeli homes so that when the angel of death passed through Egypt, they were spared. God wanted them to observe this feast every year so that they would remember what he had done for them. Now, just so you understand, we need times of remembrance. We need to be brought back to those significant moments in history when God broke through, because life is just a series of problems. And we need to remember that in that series of problems, we're not alone. God is watching over. So we need these times of remembrance. Now, I just want to make it clear to you that in the life of the church, there are such times. The great celebration of Easter stands in the very same place as did Passover. Every year we celebrate it to remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. We come every month to the Lord's table. It will be right behind me, right on that step, next Sunday morning. It is the moment of remembrance, a time set aside for us to enter in again to the celebration of what God has done for us, even in the midst of all of life's problems. Now, I just want to deliver a challenge to you. If you're thinking about staying home next Sunday morning, change your mind now, because it is the morning of remembrance. It says it right there, see? In remembrance of me. In case you didn't know it, that was the communion table around which we used to gather and did so for years and years and years. Come to remember. Now, everyone on the day about which Chuck read to you agreed. They were willing to gather to celebrate the Passover on the day when God said they should do it. The 14th day of the first month of the year, they were going to do it. It was all set, no problem. And then there it was, the new problem. Some of the people came to Moses with a problem. What if a person was ceremonially unclean on the 14th day of the first month? Suppose, for instance, they had come into contact with a dead body and so were unable to eat the meal because they were considered ceremonially unclean. They wanted to eat the Passover, mind you. They wanted to observe the ritual of remembrance as God had told them to do on the very day when God said they should do it. But they couldn't, because they were not fit to do so according to the religious laws of their time. They wanted to, Their heart and their mind was in the right place. But they couldn't do it because of some circumstance of fact beyond their control. Like maybe they were out of town on the day the feast was to be held. What should they do? They asked. I just want to say, poor Moses. Okay, see, like Moses has got this thing all worked out. The big day has come. The 14th day, first month, we're going to do it. For the first time, we're going to keep the word of the Lord. We're going to practice it exactly as God said. It's all settled. And then this. And poor Moses, he didn't give this a single thought. He had no idea how to respond to the problem, to the question the people brought, because he had never mentioned this to God, and God had never mentioned this to him. This was a real problem. It was a true concern. And dear old Moses did not know what to do. Now, folks, have you ever been there in a moment like that? I mean, there is a problem. You didn't expect it, but it is a real concern. And you simply do not know what you should do. You never came across that in the Bible. God never took you aside and said, in this case, do this. Under such circumstances, what should you do? My recommendation, follow the example of the great prophet Moses. Moses said, hold on, guys. I don't have an answer. I got to take this one to the Lord. He said to the concerned people, let me check it out with God first. And then he did just that. He went to the Lord. Now, here's the deal. When you are handed a problem that you don't know what to do about, and you can be absolutely sure that sooner or later you'll get one, when you get a problem that you don't know how to handle, take it to the Lord. That's what Moses did. And God said to Moses that those who find themselves wanting to eat the Passover meal on the prescribed day, but unable to do so because of some circumstance beyond their control. Now, I'm stopping here because I don't want you to miss that. It ain't that they decided to stay in bed on the 14th day of the first month. It's not that it wasn't convenient for them to be there at the appointed time. Okay? It wasn't that they had a better offer. You getting this? It was a circumstance beyond their control. Something had happened to prevent them from doing the thing that God wanted them to do. So, under those circumstances, confronted with a circumstance beyond their control, those folks so affected could, according to the word of God, eat the meal 1 month later. Thank you, God. It was so simple. They were to wait a month and eat it on the 14th day of the second month. Are you ready? Because here comes the lesson. If you take the matter that's bothering you to the Lord, with absolute certainty, I can guarantee that God will give you the way. Now, the problem is that he will give you his way. It may not be the way you want. Now, I gotta, you know, look, you all know I've been suffering with this stupid head thing for a long time. I have told God exactly what he is supposed to do. It is supposed to have been gone about 3 weeks ago. Maybe longer than that. Okay? You notice that it isn't. Okay? Okay? I just want you to know that when you take it to the Lord, he may not do it your way. It may not be what you expect. But if you take the problem to the Lord and you trust the problem to the Lord, He will show you the way. Now, catch this one. If He has already told you how to handle the situation, okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. Okay, I got to do this. Okay, I don't want this thing. And every time I go to God and pray for Him to take this thing out of my head, He says, trust me. Okay, now can I be honest? That ain't what I want. I want a magic pill. Swallow it and it's gone. He says, trust me. Now, what He's telling me is He's going to take care of me. Trust me. Okay, I don't want that. I trust you, but do it now. Okay, you see? You understand what I'm saying here? Now, if in His word, if He has already told you the way out, if He has prescribed for you in His word what He is going to do, do not think that by your persistence you can pulley God into giving you a different answer. I have tried. He will not. It ain't likely that He's going to do it for you either. But if you bring it to the Lord and you rest in the Lord's arms, He will show you His way. Trust Him. It's that simple. Now, even in today's text, the problem set before Moses is not really the problem. It looks like the problem. It catches everybody's attention for a moment, but it is not really the problem. The problem is refusing to solve the problem God's way. God said to Moses, the unclean people who want to eat the meal of remembrance can eat the meal of remembrance, but those who won't eat the meal of remembrance because they don't want to are the problem. God said to Moses, those who can do it but won't will be cut off. And the cutting off will be their own fault. See, it is dangerous when we choose to absent ourselves from the counsel of God and decide that we're going to fix the thing our way. When we do that, it brings us bad things. And the lack of blessing is not God's fault. If we will not follow the path which God has given to us, the resulting bad things can only be blamed on us.